What if they take Andrews University and we lose everything? We're going to lose it anyhow, aren't we? Is Andrews University as an institution going to the heaven? No. We're going to walk away and leave everything behind. But it's fulfilling. The only reason we need Andrews University is it fulfills the mission of the church. The only reason we need this church, Niles Westside, is if it fulfills the mission. Otherwise, you're wasting this building. Do you know how much money we have tied up in buildings? How many churches are paid off in North America? Millions and millions and billions. I won't say billions. I don't know if it's billions, but it's probably hundreds of millions. Maybe probably bigger. Just in assets. Now, someday, we're going to lock the door for the last time, and we're leaving. And somebody else is going to meet here. Now, what would happen? Something radical. What would happen if you were to mortgage every single church in North America, borrow the maximum amount, put it into the hands of the church, and say, now go finish the mission? What would happen? We could keep up the payments, couldn't we? We kept them up once. I don't know if you're still paying. Pastor, are we still paying on this church?
Never was.
Never was?
No, we're done.
What would happen if every paid-off church mortgaged, took the money and handed it to the General Conference and put it into the Evangelism Fund and said, buy satellites, send missionaries, take airplanes, do radios, television, education, and reach the whole world? Man, you know what? We won't need to meet here very much longer. But that's not probably what's going to happen. Probably, we're going to walk away from nearly $1 billion in assets and say, thank you very much, it's now you can have it. Probably. Sound the alarm throughout the length and breadth of the earth. Let no one be left unreached. Well, let's look at that. Let's look from where we came from. Organizations start with a vision. Have you ever heard of the word, the term Adventist movement? Have you heard of it? Do you like it? That doesn't describe us anymore, but do you like it? The Adventist movement? I love it. You know what a movement is to me? It's a tsunami. It's a tsunami of a message that sweeps across the face of the earth. It's called an Adventist movement. Jesus is coming back soon. Let the world know that Jesus is coming back soon. I love the word term Adventist movement. And it is my passion that this become a movement again. And the Holy Spirit wants to light the world with this message. But when an organization is born, it's born with a vision and a message, and they'll give anything. They'll give their life. They'll sacrifice. They'll penny pinch. They'll hang by their fingernails. Anything, Lord, but this message must go forward. And when you do that, there's a movement that begins to congeal. And pretty soon, it catches fire, and it begins to sweep across the earth, and William Miller found it. And it took off, the midnight cry. And we haven't seen anything yet. We're about to see something happen even bigger than that. But what would happen if we caught the devil by surprise? He's not ready for us to do that. He thinks we're going to sleep a little longer. Should we surprise him? The devil thinks he has us. He thinks we're going to sleep until it's too late. Well, I got a message for him. Some of us aren't. Maybe all of us aren't. And when we leave here and we say, Lord, not anymore. Not anymore. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm giving everything, even my life. So therefore, your retirement doesn't matter, does it? Because your life is already given. Your comfort doesn't matter anymore. And like Sister White, like all the little group of leaders, Advent leaders that we had, if we decided to do the same thing and say, Lord, you know, the word life insurance, I don't like. Insurance companies never saved a life. Did they save yours? It's not even about insuring life. It's about, we'll pay you off a little bit to make it more comfortable after you die. That's all it is. Even health insurance is not about insuring health. It's about helping you to be more comfortable after you're sick. Health insurance, the only one that can really offer you health and life insurance is the guy who? The creator of life and health. And so therefore, our insurance needs, health needs, family needs, educational needs, all of that are in the hands of the Master. They're all in His hands. He owns all the gold and silver. So what would happen if we decided to go back to our early Advent roots and said, we'll give everything? It's not about comfort. It's not about retirement. It's not about benefits. It's not about position. It's about getting the job done. Organizations who do that start growing rapidly.